listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibrations Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
On LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. We're vibrating in the studio, about to raise your frequency. As you guys know, this is the show where we raise your vibration. What's going on, guys? This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. We got co-hosts Jay Siegel. We got WMDT. Hello. What's going on, brother?
Hello. How are you, my man?
Hey, man. We got a great show coming up for you guys today. We got ears to the ground. Yeah. We got a real fly show coming up on this beautiful Sunday. We got some fly people in the studio. You know, we do this thing where we're all about music. As you know, Justin and myself are musicians. WMDT, Davey Crockett. You can check us out on Facebook, SoundCloud, and everywhere else. We are huge fans of music. We feel like music turns the world. What would the world be without music? Really shitty is
pretty
what it would
shitty,
be without
yes.
music. So I'm going to introduce our in-studio guest today. What's going on, guys? Ears to the ground. Who do we got over here?
My name's Amada Rain. What's up?
There we go. There we go.
My name's Aysan. Ears to the ground rapping right now.
There you go. Hell yeah. Well, check this out, guys. Before we tell you anything about these cats, we're going to play. We're going to kick off one of their songs. This is called There is More to This. Check this out. You can't go wrong.
Around to this rhyme sweet store. Peace, love, unity, straight from the core. You already know that there is four. Beats and lyrics make hip-hop bliss. Truth and verses can still exist. Ears to the ground, open in your playlist. Didn't you know that there is more to this? Underground hip-hop. Where all instruments to this genre harmonious. Peace, love, unity, and no drama. Honored to be an escort until I flatline. There's a show it's place ready to erase my timeline. So I outline it with a pencil the best quality. So they can see that all my verses left a visible word print. So I say until the clock runs out of arms. Or digital pixels that are nuclear cause we're the bomb. Making underground symphonies incredibly creative. It's what music's all about. Come on, do I have to spell it? If you rap, come kick it, we can chill, throw jokes, drink a bit and build something that is real. Then release it for the joy of people with ground on their ears. Raise your glasses with whatever you have on them and cheers. Family, friends, music and peace. Explore, you already know that there is more to this. Put your hands opposite to the floor. Wave them around to this rhyme sweet store. Peace, love, unity, strength from the core. You already know that there is more. Beats and lyrics make hip-hop bliss. Truth and verses can still exist.
raise the volume, play our sounds, cause in this music shit I see no bounds, and I can tell you're hoping for a second round. Come on, man, no need to fight, just join the crowd now. Don't it feel amazing, feel your heartbeat raising, eyesight blurry, shit mind fucked, and you're still blazing. It's a relief from life that has turned so crazy. Come on, man, let's go to a show and get hazy. Now raise your hand as high as they go, concentrate your mind on our intricate flow. I know my crew to this dim light glows, but for now I want you to stand with me on the front row. I've waited for this moment my whole life. Big bang explosion when my lips touched the mic. Exquisite potential, lights were so bright, blinding me till I went blank. It felt so right, right.
Put your hands opposite to the floor, wave them around to this rhyme sweet soar. Peace, love, unity, strength from the core. You already know that there is more. Beats and lyrics make hip-hop bliss. Truths and verses can still exist. Ears to the ground, up and in your playlist. Didn't you know that there is more to this? Underground hip-hop.
The vibe is crazy, oh please retain me. I'm about to start flirting with all the ladies. Effects of hip-hop never seem to wear off. Still bumping my head to the beat that's so soft, but yet it's so raw. Don't call me a liar, truly it's the sound that my spirits desire. Don't play off much, but it's an ace in the hole. Nothing in the world can take away my hip-hop soul. Add a little mix to it, write a couple lyrics down. Give it time soon, you'll be writing hieroglyphics now. Put on that headphones, now I'm back on the spotlight. Ears to the ground, bitches, man, these dudes are hot, right? Straight from the underground, we're there for this. All we ask for is an audience, so make a list. For the people, the heroes, the villains, they chillin'. Bring your lawyer, cause this beat is fucking killing.
Put your hands opposite to the floor, wave them around to this rhymes we soar. Peace, love, unity, straight from the core. You already know that there is four.
Yeah.
Lyrics make hip-hop bliss.
Yeah.
Can still exist.
Hey.
Ears to the ground, open in your playlist. Didn't you know that there is more to this? Underground hip-hop.
Underground.
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 Underground. Yeah.
Underground.
Yeah, guys. Yo, how do you not like this shit? Ears to the ground. There's more to this.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty, guys. Listen, something real.
Yeah, yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
That's dope. Listen, this is, as you guys know, that's what we're all about. Spreading a good vibration and a good music. I like to kick off some of the artist product before we get to know about the artist. Now, instead of me being like, well, it's hip hop, you guys know what you're listening to. You guys know what they're about. So ears to the ground. First off, with any artist, we all want to know what the inspiration is behind the music. Obviously, everybody loves music, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody in your group is very passionate about music. You can hear it in your music. But what was the initial kickoff? What was the first strike that made you guys like, all right, we want to get together. We want to start making music. We want to get a producer and all this.
Well, see, how it all started is that we were in high school back in the days, you know. We were thinking, wow, Atmosphere's doing this crazy thing, you know, bringing the underground hip-hop higher.
We started hearing more from all these different artists.
Yeah,
right.
There's more artists. I mean, you know, way back in the days, I used to be stuck on just like Tupac, Bone Thugs.
Yeah.
But then it's like, damn, there has to be more than this, you know?
Yeah,
so you started digging in the crates, see what you find.
Yeah.
Then you found this underground hip-hop, man. It's
hell
like crazy,
yeah,
man.
Bro.
It's real stuff.
Like, opened up your eyes to a bunch of music, and you're like, you know what, I want to be a part of this, and I want to be able to have people listen to what you say, you know?
Absolutely.
Everybody has something to say, so.
Everybody has something to say.
Definitely.
And that's
it's about spreading a message.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's about the message. At the end of the day, if you're not saying anything, then you're really not doing anything.
You're not doing anything, bro. Actually, something that we're very big on Teen Trends. That's a blast from the past. Wow. That's crazy. If you guys are longtime Dave's Vibration Station listeners, you'll know that that was a Freudian slip.
That's
that
was.
We're blasting off into last year. No. Well, the big thing that we like to advocate on the Vibration Station is spreading your word, is getting what you really believe in out there. Because the only way that anybody is going to really excel and exceed is if people share ideas and they talk about it.
Yes,
they think,
yes.
Especially through music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've been straight just inspired, like phenomenally inspired by a musical artist, you know, by just some guy getting on a microphone behind a beat or, you know, even like a guitar or an ukulele or like a fucking harp, dude, anything, you know, like anything that that you put out there for other people to listen to is just you're helping the world. You know, as long as it's positive.
It has to have a message on it. If not, then what are you doing?
What are you doing? Hell yeah, dude. And I think the biggest issue, and tell me what you guys think about this, you know, being hip hop artists and whatnot. The biggest issue in today's hip hop and today's rap that's played on the radio is the message is controlled by the media. You know what I mean? The message is really, and we could talk about the whole, you know, the whole rebel movement and like, you know, everything.
Mainstream sucks, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's hip hop. Hip hop like branches out.
It does. It does.
Always keep your ear open. You know, you never know. Even if it's on the radio, it might be good.
Yeah, totally. You know, absolutely.
So don't judge it just because of where they show it.
Right.
Give it a couple listens.
Yeah.
Give it a couple times, and then if like by the third time you're like, okay, they're not really saying shit.
Right. Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. Cause you pick up, you know, you pick up things in songs. Like the more you listen to them, you're like, oh, yeah. I don't know. But I don't know. I just have a problem with like, you know, an artist going out there and being like, I am an artist. I am, you know, I create a symphony with my music. And he's talking about like, you know, getting with bitches and, you know,
looking my
ring.
I mean,
let's keep it original. You know, you gotta be original. A lot of times there's a big lack of originality. Yeah. Originality, excuse
That's
me.
What YOLO stands for. I mean, you obviously lack originality.
That's a YOLO? That's funny.
That's YOLO meaning.
I think that's what
that's the real meaning.
That's where like the criticism of the mainstream radio comes in, because it's kind of all about substanceless, like, you know,
materialism.
It's materialism, and you know, it's hard. You kind of you gotta search to find like that true, that true like message.
You really do. You really do have to search to find that true message. Yeah. But it's cats like all of us. You know what I mean? That that really are the people that are taking the step, taking the shift to to make a movement. You know, everybody, I feel like every single musician in the world is trying to make a movement, is trying to do something, trying to say something, trying to make a message, trying to put something out there that can affect the world in a really positive way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that that's also part of a musician's struggle, is going from the you know, like the originality into something that is like, actually Justin and I are confronted with the same issue. We were just talking about how we want to, you know, still contain and harness that originality, you know, but you still have to resonate with the mainstream, or else
nobody's gonna hear it.
You gotta keep an open mind to anything, man.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Hey guys, if you want to call in on the show, you can do so right now. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you're just tuning in, we're interviewing Ears to the Ground, a hip-hop group. Originally from Los Angeles, California. The 818. We're kicking it off. They're up and coming musicians. You can hear their music all over the internet. You got them on SoundCloud. You got them on Facebook.
Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation. You can check them out. Ears to the Ground. There you go. That's it's some real fresh stuff too. If you guys are just now tuning in, what I'm gonna do for all y'all is we're gonna kick off a little bit of another one of Ears to the Ground. This is Childhood Dreams. Check it out if you're just tuning in.
Yo, straight up, that's just like, fuck, straight up.
That's too dope, man. So, STEM. You remember your childhood?
I don't know, man. To be honest, I'm a little more curious about, you know, what Scumbag here had to do with it.
Yeah, straight up, man. My childhood was a lot of imagination, a lot of shit going through it.
Like what, man?
Man, fucking here. Just tell you a little bit about it.
Tell us, man. Tell us.
Childhood memories on those I reminisce like if it was yesterday. I was only 4'10" for my age. I was always pretty big, this little kid at heart playing with the big kids. Oh yeah, I remember all the smiles, the high hopes, the laughter when my brother and I swung on a tight rope. I remember as a kid, nothing was impossible. I had big plans, surreal dreams with no obstacles. All I ever wanted was to drive the big red fire truck while going down the street with the loud siren on. I must say, being a 90s baby feels so damn great. No baby mama drama, no disrespect. But as a kid, I dreamt of being a parent. Yeah, someday. And now all I see are teen dreams going to waste.
I mean, what can I say? That was what I, you know, my childhood. What do you guys think about it?
That was dope, man. That was dope.
I remember those times. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't have a whole lot to do but think. But straight up. Like, man, but
honestly, you guys want to know?
Let me tell you guys. Man. Here it goes.
Here's a little story that must be told. Back to a world when it was just laughs and toys. It was about 5 years old when my eyes were blown. When I saw this show, I knew I was watching something gold. It was so dope, man, I would jump. When that theme song came up, I had so much fun. In my childhood's mind, I was part of that tribe. Those were better times when I was learning how to ride. In my own eyes, the Green Ranger, shining disguise, the Dragon Zord. The way it rose to make noise, everyone froze. Even the foes would run home, shaking in the toes. The melody kept stuck with me like a CD in my head, playing on repeat till I was 18. Believe me, you were a fool if you never seen this in your childhood. How could you? The 90s youth was so good, so good. The 90s youth was so true, so true.
So yeah, man, that's my story.
Yeah. Once again, guys, if you just tuned in, this is Ears to the Ground. We got them live in the studio. We just wanted to kick off another one of their tunes so you guys could listen in to a little bit more of what they're going for. Once again, from Los Angeles, California.
818.
We got him in the studio today. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, where can our listeners get in contact with you? Where could they hear your music if they want to?
We got a Twitter page. It's @ears_2theground. And we got a Facebook, Ears to the Ground Family. You can check out our music in there, or you could go to SoundCloud. We have Ears to the Ground, same on SoundCloud.
You can
or in Reverb
find,
Nation,
yeah.
Ears to the Ground, too.
You could also find any of the individual rappers up in there. Just, you know, go check it out.
All
but
right.
But it's also Ears, the number two, the
it's
ground.
It's number two.
Yeah, not, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so then, okay.
Number two.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And how long have you guys been doing this for?
Oh. We've been doing this for 6 months.
Yeah,
we started
as a group. Yeah, we started as a group like 6 months, 7 months ago.
No,
so pretty
shit.
New.
Yeah,
pretty
man.
New.
That's crazy. And I gotta say, for 6-7 months that you guys have kicked it off, you have made some crazy great progress for only being 6-7 months.
You
got people talking about you. You know, everything. You got everything going right for you guys. You know what you're doing. You know where you want to go. You got some cool beats, and you guys are only making better shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
We actually we got a caller on the air right now.
Uh-oh.
We're going to take. Let's hear it out. How you guys doing?
Hello,
you
hello.
Just tuned in to the Vibration Station. Who we talking to?
Hi, this is Evelyn.
Evelyn, how you doing today?
Hey, Evelyn.
I'm pretty good. I'm just here listening to you guys. My friends are actually being interviewed by you guys right now.
Oh, very cool. Hey, you got some cool cats as friends, you know?
Hey, what's your favorite cereal?
Evelyn, what can we do for you today?
I just wanted to, you know, like, basically send a little shout-out to them and and support and everything, and I'm really proud of them and stuff. They actually have a next show coming up, and they just had one yesterday, so.
Very cool. Where'd you guys
play?
Where'd you guys play yesterday?
Yesterday we played in LA. It was a backyard show.
Yeah. Nice.
Right on.
Very fun. We opened up. It was our first show, so
first show?
We got it pumped up.
And you're playing tomorrow?
Yeah, we're playing Friday. Next Saturday. We might play this Friday too, in Magnolia, Anyone Skate Shop. But we'll let everybody know later about that.
That's
check
great.
Out that Facebook. Yesterday
on the show, I ate shit. I was trying to do a Michael Jordan jump.
Oh.
Hey, that happens.
Wow, I fell on the stage, man. It was not funny. That's how you keep your ear to the ground.
It was funny.
You'll look back.
Honestly.
You'll look back and remember that.
Yes.
Show.
That's funny.
That's
man.
How we open up, ears to the ground, literally.
Was that before you guys got on stage?
No, that was actually when the show is about to end. The whole show.
When we were about to leave, it was hilarious.
What? Yeah, Reverie was performing, and I was just, I was playing with one of my friends, and she started just chasing me, and I just did like a jump, and I hit one of the stair steps. Boom, to the floor.
Oh.
Right in the middle of the stage.
Really, though.
So it was
memorable, man.
Wow.
Well, Evelyn, thank you very much for calling
in. Thank you, Evie.
And giving a shout-out to
your
friends.
Yeah, for sure. I miss you guys, right? Keep it going good. For sure, let's go to the next Saturday show, and I will be there screaming my lungs out for you guys, all right?
Sounds good.
Hell yeah.
There's a fan.
Yeah. There you go, guys. All right, you have a great day, Evelyn. Thanks for calling the Vibration Station.
Bye.
That's cool, guys. You know, something that I found being a musician myself is that any positive support, even if it's from a friend, from your parents, any positive support that you can get, it's like a kit. It's a
starter.
Self-sustaining kit. Yeah, yes. Man. It's exciting. It's that excitement that kicks you off, that makes you want to
continue.
Like,
man, definitely.
Hell yeah. So check this out, guys. We got two other members of the group are about to come on to the show. But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have a little freestyle session. Because here's the thing. When we get rap artists on the air, it's only proper that we freestyle.
Yes.
What are we doing? So this is Verbal Kent, the Dagger. My boy can kick it off. Yeah.
Oh, me first? Alright, cool.
Check it out, we're ears to the ground. The sounds where we kick are so profound. I got a Mata Rain right next to me. This might kick some freestyle, but I don't know, we'll see. Right now, this is Ice, I'm spitting on the microphone. You already know that when my hand holds in it, I'm on. Yeah, not really a good freestyler, but I give it to you quick so you can see what I'm all about, huh? Here's to the ground right here with Davy Crockett and the show. Yeah, we're gonna spit. We're gonna spit some sick fire for you. Can I cuss? Yeah, I can cuss.
I felt like I was on no power, no sex.
Oh, yeah.
A little cowbell gonna come up.
Keep going, bro.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that we're the best, but we're gonna give you a little bit of a Tribe Called Quest and kick some De La Soul. After that, we take you to the Kumo D days when it was all about hip-hop, not about the chains that you used to rock. If you like all that, you can suck my way. What? Now, I'm not gonna say it, man. Come on. There might be kids listening, but I'm just gonna be straight spitting this. Hip-hop, H-I-P, H-O-P, grab your hands to the M-I-C, kick it to the E-2-T-G, ears to the ground, we stay for positivity, we're gonna kick it, Davy Crockett, come and kill this.
Yeah, Ollie's got, hey,
come on, Davy, come on, Davy, C, what you got?
Ollie's got a backpack, tight gun sack, weed stack, rack fat with the backwards cap, soul rapping on his journey to churn what he has learned when he served the worms to birds with words that made the universe turn. Just another lesson, ask another question, now I'm resting. Suggestion, let him walk till he falls off the surface, and let him talk through his teeth, lip service. Let him scream about how he hates his life, won't sing for a dollar on the streets. He's a scholar once fallen in love with a beautiful girl who kicked his heart to the curb. Now he blames the whole damn world. Get yourself together, Mr. Dreadlock. Cheap
shop, beat block, shock top, bus stop, cash crop, dust mop, full stop, dyna, tie knot, change, rip a cop drop, how about not? As he walks into the next phase, brain dazed, eyes glazed, had to pray to get saved, had to lie to get laid, paved his own way till the very last day. He's sitting on your shoulder trying to sell you life straight. Life straight, life straight, life straight, life straight, life straight. Life straight. Yo, we got ears to the ground. We got Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett in the building, man. Damn.
Oh, man. Yo, we got ears to the ground. We got Davy Crockett. We got WMDT in the flesh. It looks like we got a little collaboration that's going
to
happen.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. Looking forward to that.
Hey, guys, we're playing around. So what we're going to do right now for all y'all is we're going to switch up the artists.
Tag team.
And what we're gonna tag team it, because here's the thing, if we have a bunch of artists in a group and we only interview two of them, our philosophy is you're not really getting the full aspect of the musicians, even though not all the musicians could be here today.
Yeah, they couldn't be here. Oh, there's actually nine of us
in the group. like, that's cool, man.
Everybody says you guys are like Wu-Tang. Yeah. But you know, we keep it more simple, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's real cool. Well, what I'm gonna do is we're gonna kick off obviously we're gonna do a Davy Crockett original, you know what I'm saying? While we're gonna switch out the artists from the studio.
Yes
We want to thank both of you guys for coming in and
thank you.
Check us out. It Facebook, is Twitter, all that. Amara Rain, Isan.
Yeah.
Ears to the ground.
Check us out.
Nation. We will be having a show this Saturday on Lincoln Heights. It's called Battle to the Brands. Self-provoked. Fora. Who else?
Bunch of artists. Bunch of Severe. The local Valley artists. Very awesome artists. You guys should check them out.
Go support,
as well.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
You know, come to the show.
Totally, guys. Everybody, we all got to keep in mind, it's all about helping each other. It's all about supporting each other, living each other.
Pass the mic.
Yeah, hot potato with the mic.
Hell yeah. All right, guys, this is WMDT, Davy Crockett, Simulated Lives. We're going to switch out the artists and kick off the second half of the show. Check it out.
Yes.
Freedom falling into the hands of the youth, it's soon. June gloom come upon us when the flowers bloom. When we grow up, we blow up. Look at us now, higher than angels when they first saw God frown. You're stuck to the ground like another taskmaster. Spellcaster, ink plastered faster than the fresh MC. Runs away from my vernacular, but hey, still the poet is a rapper. When the beat stacks like the bones on the wing flapper, might snatch a jacket stabbing. Now my thoughts are laughter. I'm a rocket blaster blasting off into space. Hey man, hop on the mothership of masters. It's about a kid's first check with a couple extra zeros. There's something about the first time that he was deemed a hero. Something about the first time the kid got smashed. Face stained with a head paint and a marker mustache. If you must ask, that's madness. Unlike last time I had less. It's fastest when I digress, diverge, now I'm stressed. Tangible, like an oracle giving chloroform. Screaming out SOS, cause man, I'm fucking overboard. 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 Well, it's the same shit that we got when we were young. Days are slow, years are fast. So let me tell you, son, we about to crumble. Rebel rumble, fumble stumble into the next honey's arms that'll make your ego humble. Allow me to jumble the everlasting fire that sits in your mind when she reminds you of desire. So listen, I ain't gonna shove it in your baby's face. I'm just looking out for this whole generation's race. And Davy Crockett for the transition music as we grab
Plague and Scumbag, straight from ears to the ground.
E2TG rapping all the way.
Hey, that's what we got. Hey, what's up, guys? We just interviewed two of your other artists in Ears to the Ground, and they kicked it off, man. They kicked us off with a real good show, and we were thinking we want to bring you guys in the studio so we get another aspect of Ears to the Ground, because that's what it's all about.
That's what we're going to bring, nothing but dopeness.
Hell yeah. Nothing but dopeness, my dog. So tell me, Plague.
Yup.
When did you start to rap?
When did I start? I started with poetry back in sixth grade, just doing poems and poems.
Nice.
And then soon after, like around eighth grade, I started listening to, like Immortal Technique.
Word.
Yeah. And then I got evolved in ninth grade. I met this one cat named Freddie G, Eighth Kind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eighth Kind.
Yep.
Word. Sick. Hell yeah. And,
Musical Junkies. Yeah, he's that's what's up. Junkies.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Musical Junkies.
Very cool.
That's where the group started, with Eighth Kind and Self Provoke. And now I'm here with Ears to the Ground.
Word.
History.
Nice. Yep. That's tough. What about you, Scumbag?
Pretty much similar story. Started doing poetry back in days, sixth, seventh grade. I was that kind of guy that would write poetry to a girl. Sneak it in her purse or some shit. You feel me?
And
from that, it started evolving, into more like serious rhymes.
Right.
And then, that's when I started listening to a lot of that old school, Slick Rick and all that shit.
Yeah.
From there, I kind of started getting, started and then started spitting, at home, in the shower and shit.
Yeah, for sure. That's funny,
but,
man.
Right after that, Aizan, my boy Aizan, I've known him since like high school.
Wow.
So
okay.
At the time, I didn't know that he was into this whole hip hop thing and this whole scene. But, we met up afterwards and he gave, he asked me, I was like, yo, you spit, don't you? I was like, yeah. I was like, yo, we should click up, make a crew.
Yeah.
Let's get shit started. Let's take over this whole MC shit. I was like, fuck it, I'm down.
But yeah. There you go, man. That's dope. Hey, we actually just got a caller on the air.
We're going to
take him out. Hey, you're live on the air. Dave's a good vibration station. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Dave, it's your biggest fan, Corinne.
Hey, what's going on, Corinne? How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. We just got Ears to the Ground in the studio, a local rap group from Los Angeles, California. They're up and coming all over the internet, and they're raiding your city. So what's going on?
I just wanted to say they sound so good. They really are good.
Oh,
I had a question for the girl in your studio.
Oh, actually.
Because,
oh. Oh, Corinne, we actually just switched out artists.
Okay.
But what were you going to ask?
I just wanted to know who her inspiration was for becoming a female spit,
Okay, well, what we're going to do right now, Corinne? We're going to go grab her real quick from the waiting room. We're going to get her in the studio.
Really?
Yeah,
just for you.
Just for you, Corinne. Just for you.
That's our biggest fan.
Okay.
We just sent out a taxi cab. She should be here in about 15 minutes. I'm playing. She's walking in the studio in just a minute. Because obviously, if you have a question, we need to answer it. You know what I mean? So
thank
here we
you.
Go. She's running in the studio right now.
She
Corinne,
comes.
She's here.
She comes.
What was your question, Corinne?
Hello.
All right.
What was your question, Corinne?
I wanted to know who inspired her to become the musician she is now. Who is her? Who's her idol? Who gave her the
as
passion
an artist
to
or
start?
Just
mm-hmm.
life?
As an artist.
Oh my gosh, so many females out there, Dessa from Doomtree, Minneapolis. You got Jean Grey. You got Lauryn Hill. Many artists, females that, they put it down. Not only are they showing their female side, but they're also putting it down for the girls and, saying there's a lot of female rappers that
hell
can
yeah.
do, you know.
Yeah.
It's just
absolutely.
A matter of us stepping up. I mean, it's a male-dominated, industry, if you think about it, hip-hop.
Yeah.
But, the few of us that step up, we do it. We do it.
Hell
we
yeah.
do what we got to do, and we show it that we can. We have a voice as well.
Yeah.
Girl, you were really good. I just enjoyed listening to you. I mean, everybody's good in the group. I mean, it's amazing. But I just wanted to find out who you modeled your sound after.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you remind me in that first song, this is, what is it?
There is more.
You remind me of Lauryn Hill. You have that sound that like let's see. Also from Digital Planet.
Yes, I've got that before.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm kind of old school. I like Lil' Kim and Missy still.
Oh, that old school.
They're different from my style, but it's still really dope. I was always a Lil' Kim fan back in the day.
Yeah, I was
a huge fan. But,
what do you mean back in the days?
Like, great. I used to really love that. It was good.
Yeah.
I'm more into the underground female rappers. It's underground everything, you know, but there's always good.
Hell yeah.
I mean, the '90s were always good for hip hop, you know, female, male, wherever, whatever you were.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Once, I gotta say, like, once Lauryn Hill came into the scene, she was the icebreaker
for female
rap. She changed the game. Yeah.
You know,
after MC Light, it was all Lauryn Hill.
No, the only thing about Lauryn Hill, she's one of the greatest rappers.
Like, she's also an amazing singer, composer.
She is.
Everything.
She is. The only thing about her is she's literally one of the most racist rappers.
Oh my God.
Have you like seen some of her interviews?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Hey, I got no problem with it. Like, Lauryn Hill has the right to be racist. She can tear up my
microphone. She got a lot to say. I wouldn't want to fuck with her.
Look,
it's fueled by passion. There's passion,
yes,
you know.
Yes, you feel that. She's loving what she does and what she talks about. She does it, you know?
If you've ever seen her live, which I've had the pleasure of.
Justin, you've seen Lauryn Hill live?
I have.
Yeah. Lucky you.
She's great.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Yeah.
I've seen her once as well.
Well, where can I see you all next? In L.A.?
It's going to be in L.A., yes. It's you can search
Battle
up.
Battle of the Brands, Ears to the Ground. Ooh. It's going to be other artists, I believe, like.
It's gonna be Self-Provoke, Eighth Kind, with Musical Junkies. It's a bunch of Valley Cats, you know, doing their thing at that show, Battle of the Brands. You can search it up on Facebook and it'll come up. And then the address and every artist that's gonna be there. It's pretty much a big lineup.
It's also a clothing, kind of like to promote clothing lines.
Word.
Battle of the Brands.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Know, it's
yeah.
It's not bands or anything. It's the
Battle
brands,
of
so,
the
you know.
Brands, which would be a lot of clothing out there. You know. Too Ill, Facetin, and all of them, you know.
Wait, is that local clothing company?
Yeah, local clothing
companies. Yeah, they're all local, up and coming local, you know.
That's great, man. That's really cool. I always have a lot of respect for people that, you know, start up their own thing. You know what I mean?
There's nothing much better than being your own boss.
Oh, man. There's not.
Right?
There's not.
Do you all have a website?
Yes, you could go Facebook / Ears to the Ground, Ears number 2, the ground. Anywhere, Twitter, you can find us on Twitter, SoundCloud, you know, all that stuff. I have an Instagram, actually. In case anybody out there.
There you go. And what's the Instagram name?
Instagram m.f.aispuro, A-I-S-P-U-R-O. But I think I shall change it to, like, Amara Rain or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
make it easier for me.
I'll make it easier, so I'll probably change that tonight.
Hell yeah.
You know, just go on that Facebook, and you can find all that information. Facebook is the beginning of it all, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's where it all starts. Well, thank you.
Great.
Thank you so much, Corinne, for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, have a great day.
Good show. I love you, Dave.
We love you too, Corinne.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Amadarin, thank you so much. Do you want to go grab a Plague?
Definitely.
Cool.
I'll be back. Thank you, guys.
Very cool. Hey, Scumbag.
Yes, sir.
Do you freestyle, buddy?
I'm not that much of a great freestyler, but, you know.
What about a written rhyme?
Do you have a written rhyme?
A written rhyme?
That you memorized.
Damn, there's so many. I don't even know where to choose from.
What if we drop a beat?
Well, yeah.
Can you pick it up?
Fuck. All right, fuck it. Let's try it.
Because here's the thing, man. Let me tell you the we can just this is what we can pull. But I'm gonna say something that everybody likes is hearing people rap live in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a good time. Oh, Plague, you just walked into something, bro.
Yeah.
You just walked into the wrong time. Yeah, man. You just walked into the danger room.
Oh, shit. Well, you're in for some trouble now.
This is where your what am I looking for? Your, like, will is like put on the line, bro. You're no, can you,
I freestyle? I shit you not, my heart's thumping right now.
We're gonna kick this off with a classic instrumental.
All right.
You can never go wrong.
Just something.
With.
It could be something you've written, just original.
Cash,
you know.
Shit. Word up. Super oh. Fives over here, baby.
Oh.
Oh.
Word oh. Oh shit. All right.
Word up.
All right.
Cash everything around me. Cream.
You wanna go first, play? Yeah.
Check this so
fuck
flash.
It. So yeah. Handle.
Word up.
Ears to the ground, guys. Cash, check him out.
Scumbag and plague. Here we go.
Here we go.
To the ground, yo, listen, yo, you cats are delicate, yo, you animal experiment, structure of development, blueprints from the testament,
cash, practice food, everything around me, just green, get the money, it's a dollar bill, yo,
ignite the secret, did it hit your lungs, my weapon is a flow, there's no holster for this gun, the danger and the challenge, walk down my passage, I'm living as a savage, put your roots sunny and remember your history, don't ever make no fist to me, shit talking, yo, I'm listening, living up a life and my steps on this concrete, my only way out is to lyrics on these kind of beats, ears to the ground is the family with which I stand, can't withstand, get your face first slammed, family of music as this part produces beats, the code of the streets, the requirements we need, yo, ears to the ground.
I don't even know how much. Fuck. All right, man. My voice is kind of fucked up because of yesterday's performance.
It's good, bro.
So, here we go. Fuck it.
They call me the scumbag because I just kill everything. I don't even care what your name comes. See you, kid. You don't even want to fuck with a kid like me because I just slaughter everything that comes in between me and my raps. Man, it's just awesome. Want to fuck with me? Dude, I slam first. Nah.
Cash rules everything take it around off, me. And I run cream, with it. Get the money. Dollar, dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill,
yo. Fucking family. Yeah, and we repping to the fullest. You want to fuck with us? Nah, you ain't clueless, kid. You ain't nothing but another chump. Wanna battle me? Boy, I'll put you in that dum-dum. Dum-dum might escape, cause you know we taking over this cake. This cake is what I consider this hip-hop thing. And I know that I got that shit unlocked, and I'ma put it all out.
It's good.
That's all off the top of the dumb,
yeah. Alright, well, hey. Struggle breathing, wet breathing, dry heaving, future seeing. While I'm on my knees, singing the sacred space, planting loaded seeds, smoking out greed with my green. Cause I'm a fiend for the real shit, believe in a steel hit, lean cause I'm low key. When I pass the dro shit, hits me like a ghost ship, slip from the bottom of the ocean to the top of the cliff. I cough, cough, nod off, sawed off, shot lock. When he pulled the trigger that was pointed at the back of the woman in black, responsible for the skeleton she chose to resurrect. Face by the door, Rigby Eleanor, till the shadows on the floor, cause she broke the glass of the window shop store. As if we bore out your chores out while spinning in the middle of the core out, but you still take more out.
Cash rules everything around me. Damn. Get the money.
Having a good time in the studio.
Hell yeah. We're all bobbing our heads and shit.
I know, man.
That's a classic right there, man.
I was going to say, what we got to do, the main thing that we got to do in the studio, anytime we have some rappers come in, is get a camera.
Freestyle,
get like a camera in the corner, you know?
Right.
And have it like TV radio, man.
TV radio? Oh, shit. That'd be cool, right?
But the dope part about it is you just have, like four guys in a studio just boom, boom, boom.
Right, and
like
they can't see us. Right? They can't see us. You know, hey, man, low-key, I used to do construction. I'll set up the camera. I got that shit on lock.
That's funny, man.
Oh, shit.
That's funny, bro. Yeah, no, it's like... Because it's way different when you're listening to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you just like, if you hear a few cats flow, you're like, oh, that's cool, that's cool. But if like you could see what we all look like,
yeah.
And, like, you see us all in the studio, you'd be at your computer like, yeah.
Right?
Cats rules everything.
Everybody's going to be like, that scumbag? Yeah, fuck, it doesn't look like a scumbag.
He looks pretty fresh for a scumbag. No.
Man, I look like a bum.
No. That's funny, man. That's a good time.
Yeah, man.
So you guys said that you just kicked Ears to the Ground
about 6 months ago. As a group, we kicked it all off 6 months ago, seven probably. But, you know, all of us have been doing individual things before. But now, you know, as a crew, yeah, we've been together for about 6-7 months and we've been kicking shit off since then.
Hell yeah. That's super dope. That's super dope.
Yeah,
and
man.
Do you guys like have your own studio and they're like your own little like setup and your own microphone?
Yeah, I mean, we're just like every other cat out there, you know. We set up a fucking Mac laptop, microphone in the kitchen, and then everybody shut the fuck up. And we're recording.
Just record.
Hey, could you put the dog outside?
Yeah. Right.
No, that's funny.
I mean, it's the truth. Why lie about it? You know, I'm not going to be like, yeah, we have this big-ass room with, like, you know, foam all over the place. And
yeah.
We're old school. We're doing it right off the kitchen table.
There you go, man. That's funny. You know, yeah, I'm actually, I'm in Shug's studio.
Right? I mean, why lie about it?
So that's a good time, though. Well, the reason why, you know, we brought you guys on the show today is one because you know, you guys are real cool cats and we're all the Vibration Station. Absolutely, it's true. The Vibration Station, Justin and I, we really strive to just do anything and everything that can get it's about you know, finding an artist that you believe in, uh-huh. You know, and then trying to break them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Trying to do anything.
It's about getting them out there.
Yeah.
And
helping out.
We appreciate that. I mean, we've been putting in work like crazy.
Right.
And just recently, we've been kicking shows. So
it's tough.
Man, it's really tough. But, you know, we're getting out there. We're breaking that mold, trying to get out there and promote.
Hopefully right now you have...
Hopefully by now I have like people. At least another 30-40 likes on our page.
There you go.
I hope so.
For sure.
I mean, this is international, so...
Yeah.
Oh,
you
shit.
Know,
really?
You never know. You may have a strong following in whatever. New
Timbuktu,
Zealand.
Dude.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be dope. I'm going to have to learn how to spit in African, Australian, Russian. You know?
Life on long time.
Right, right.
Hakuna Matata.
Remix that shit.
No, that's funny, man. But, no, I just want to thank you guys so much for
coming to the studio. We appreciate you having us here. It really,
of course,
you know,
man.
It means a lot because as cats, you know, coming up at this whole MC thing, it's kind of tough,
it's a tough
to get out there.
It's a tough
game. It is.
There's a lot of MCs out there, too, trying to...
Yeah, and mad props to all those MCs that are out there promoting their shit and pushing their, you know, their boundaries because, damn, it's... This whole Valley thing, MCing, it's ridiculously big.
It is ridiculously big. It's huge. Every other person you meet, like, yeah, dude, I rap. Check out my SoundCloud. You're like,
right.
Oh,
right.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
But that's cool, man. And, you know, I really appreciate your guys' style. I think you guys are bringing kind of a new feel.
A new vintage.
Yeah, it's vintage. It's a new vintage.
It's classic.
Yeah, because we're keeping it old school, but... A bit of new school, you know, mix it all up, and this is what we came up with. Ears to the Ground. Simple as that.
Hell yeah, dude. That's tough. How'd you guys' show go yesterday? Did it kick off well? Or?
It actually went pretty well. It was better than I expected,
you know? That's great.
We still have little things to work on since it was our first show. We got a little couple, you know, tweaks here and there, but other than that, everything else was perfect.
Yeah.
Everybody was on point. We killed it. According to my opinion, we killed it.
No, that's great, man. That's what you guys got to do. And you said that you didn't say that, but somebody else, do you guys have a producer? Or you guys have somebody that produces
the beats? As a matter of fact, shout outs to the Fro and Super Duper Poopa.
All right.
For hooking us up with all them beats.
Hey, that's cool, man. That's really cool. Guys, once again, this has been an amazing...
It's been a fun show.
Episode
it's been
of
a fun show.
Dave's Good Vibration Station.
Yep.
As you know, if you guys ever want to hit us up, you can do that. Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. We're going to leave you guys with telling you one last time where you can get in contact with Ears to the Ground if you want to hear their music.
Yep. You
go
can find
Facebook.com/Ears to the Ground.
Number two. Cool.
We're on that SoundCloud as well, Reverb Nation, and we're about to start getting up on that YouTube as soon as we get
YouTube is where you want to be.
That's a good place.
We do have like one or two videos on YouTube, so if you guys search us up, we'll come up.
Nice.
And right now we're just working on getting all those music videos out there, since it's the one thing that we're missing right now.
Right. Hell yeah. Hey guys, it's been a pleasure. Also, everybody, you can't forget to check out WMDT and Davy Crockett on Facebook, also SoundCloud, that whole business, YouTube, and obviously the Daves. The Daves. I'm the Dave. Dave's Good Vibration Station. We are gonna close out.
Thank you for having us here. Quick shout out to everybody who's listening. That girl Jessica, she's listening.
Yeah, there you go.
And you know, thanks for having us here, Dave. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
And you know, just search us up on Facebook, YouTube, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud. Download our stuff. It's not for sale yet, so copy while it's free.
We send you guys unconditional love, light, happiness, and laughter from our spaceship.
Yup.
Bye bye.
Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days. I'm conditionally missin' y'all in all his silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Can you remember, can you look through the haze when we used to chill at mom's, get drunk and blaze, but I